This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Ben Affleck looking for love again.
You said you would like to see yourself in a loving relationship.
How he's finding his way back after his struggles with sobriety. Then, the new Whitney Houston hologram.
Here's the greatest.
Would you pay to see this? Why her own family has mixed feelings about it.
It's a wow factor.
I think it's stupid.
And paying tribute to Kobe. New details about Monday's memorial as the Sussexes face another setback head on. The big move Harry and Meghan made today. Plus, Katy Perry's collapse on the Idol set.
I'm not feeling good.
Was it all for the cameras?
Oh, the drama. You know nothing about drama, Abby Lee.
Buckle up, baby. ET starts right now.
Ben Affleck opens up to us about fighting his way back from alcoholism, and joining us is someone who knows all about fighting their way back, the one and only Abby Lee Miller. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's been too long.
Yes, it has. And we have a lot to talk about. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Rachel Smith sat down with Ben today to talk about his new drama that hits so close to home.
It was bold taking on a project that, your character has struggles with issues that you deal with personally.
I feel a little bit awkward sort of taking credit for, there have been so many alcoholics who played alcoholics in the history of the movie business, many of whom are quite public about it, and talked about it, Robert Downey or Bradley or whoever it is. So what was interesting for me was to be able to define the story myself the way I see it, which is really one of hope.
In The Way Back, Ben plays a basketball coach struggling with alcoholism, trying to get his life back on track.
You've called working on this film therapeutic. How so?
Well, I think there is a certain amount of therapy that comes along with, emotional honesty,
Well, something else audiences are looking forward to, The Last Duel. You're teaming up with your boy, Matt Damon, again.
I'm very excited. Matt started shooting this week. I'm going on Saturday or Sunday to France. I'm a little nervous because I've never done a medieval. It's 1386, so it's like armor and swords and stuff like that.
I gotta say, I loved your interview with Diane Sawyer.
Ben, who separated from Jen Garner in 2015, joked to ABC News he is currently not on any dating apps.
Well, I'm not Tinder, Grindr, Grinder, Brinder, Grunder, Bumble, Humble. I am not on any of them. I would love to have, a relationship that was deeply meaningful.
What do you feel are important qualities for you to have?
Trust and care and mutual respect, and like everybody, it's something that I'm interested in, and it sort of happens when it happens, though. It's not the kind of thing you can force.
Also tonight, a new Whitney Houston controversy. Would you pay to see a Whitney Houston hologram on tour?
No. I think that we can all just stream Whitney's music anytime we want.
Well, let me tell you something. It's happening, and it has a lot of people upset.
British viewers watching ITV's This Morning lit up Twitter previewing the virtual Whitney set to go on tour starting Tuesday in the UK. Some comments, quote, extremely weird and disturbing, vile, disrespectful, and creepy, and a simple no, just no. So what does Whitney's own family think?
I think it's stupid, but whatever it is.
Cousin Dionne Warwick is on one side, Whitney's sister-in-law the other.
It's been a process, and we have to make sure she is exactly what the fans are going to want to see and hear. It's a wow factor.
Pat Houston, who heads Whitney's estate, believes the singer would have loved it. Dancers accompanying Houston's hologram are excited for the dozens of European stops and soon-to-be-announced U.S. leg.
It's going to be incredible. Come with me.
A virtual performance from late rapper Tupac Shakur in 2012 ignited the hologram craze, which has divided many artists.
You can tell everybody.
No holograms, no thank you. I'm not going to be spooky like that.
Prince did tell me, make sure no one ever does a hologram of me. Anything you
want done, baby. Even this 2016 virtual Whitney duet with Christina Aguilera, set to air on The Voice, was nixed. Sister-in-law Pat called it not ready, but says this touring version is.
The millennials have, you know, a lot of them never saw Whitney perform.
Right, ever.
This is their opportunity.
Now to the new details we've learned about Kobe and Gianna Bryant's Celebration of Life service on Monday. It starts at 10 a.m. inside Kobe's home away from home, the Staples Center. Speakers and performers have not been announced, but many of the invited guests will include Kobe's friends, family, and NBA family.
The public memorial that we're going to have, will you be a part of that in any way?
I've been invited. It's been tough for everyone. I mean, all I can be is a support system for his family and all the families that lost someone in that horrific tragedy.
Have you reached out to the family or had a chance to talk to anybody?
Yeah, Simone has been texting with Vanessa, their friends.
Simone is LL Cool J's wife of nearly 20 years. They are both longtime friends of the Bryant family.
Vanessa posted it. Simone was part of her support group.
Yeah, Simone has definitely been speaking to Vanessa pretty regularly and just tried to give her love. And they've had some good private conversations. It's mind-blowing, man. It was probably, you know, it's been a long time since I, wept, you know what I mean? So, it's tough.
Now, for those of you who can't attend the memorial, ET will be coming to you from the Staples Center on Monday. I'll be inside the star-studded memorial, plus personal stories from those who knew him best and our favorite ET moments with Kobe.
ET Live will be streaming it starting at 8 a.m.
All right, now news on Meghan and Harry. Remember the uproar over them using the name Sussex Royal after the Megxit mess? Well, a spokesperson for Meghan and Harry now tells ET, quote, the trademark applications have been removed. The Duke and Duchess do not intend to use Sussex Royal post-spring 2020.
Ooh, that's a slap on the hand.
Something like that. Meanwhile, back here stateside, a scary moment for the American Idol judges.
Especially Katy Perry.
It's up first in Know and Tell.
Do you guys smell gas?
Propane.
You feel it?
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad.
I need everyone to get up and follow me.
I'm gonna make sure you're okay.
I'm not feeling good.
Katy appears to collapse in a sneak peek at Sunday's episode, but was the pop star just playing this up for cameras?
I'm not feeling good.
Katy has a bit of a history, pretend collapsing for dramatic effect. Back in April, she fake fainted on Idol after a contestant's performance. She's done it at concerts. She's also done it in at least three music videos. Swish, swish, bish. Yeah, we're pretty sure Katy is okay. We found this clip of her and the firefighters who responded to the call singing one of Lionel Richie's classics. All night long. And did you see John Travolta on stage dancing with Pitbull? Yep. He still got the moves. John says his good friend Pitbull was sort of his inspo for going bald.
Get ready, bambling. When you're doing legendary things, legends may pop up.
These legends definitely had fun at the Premio Lo Nuestro, and are we sure they weren't separated at birth? Meanwhile, Justin Bieber played Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts with James Corden, although he probably wishes he hadn't.
Your wife, Haley, has some very famous friends. Rank these friends of hers from your favorite to your least favorite. Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner, and Cara Delevingne.
Kendall, Gigi, Cara Delevingne. I haven't spent a lot of time with Cara, so I have nothing against those people.
Okay, so it was all in good fun, right? Well, bottom ranked Cara Delevingne didn't think so. She took to Instagram, posting a pic of her and Beeb saying, if you have nothing against me, then why don't you unblock me? Love you, Haley, adding, you should have just taken the dare.
And another person who isn't afraid to tell a hard truth, Dr. Phil, who very deservingly was awarded his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. Congratulations
to you.
It's
very exciting, really.
There would be no Dr. Phil without Oprah, so blame her if you're going to blame somebody.
She truly has been a mentor, and you cannot
overestimate the power of Oprah. But the real value is having the friendship with Oprah. She's just been a great friend and a great supporter to both Robin and me and my whole family.
Of course, Robin is here, your family is here, your kids are here, your grandkids are here.
They have been really pumped the last couple of weeks leading up to this.
So all these years later, what do you tell this guy now that you're a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
I look back at these civilians that never knew anything about television. Yep. And to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is just surreal. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Such a great guy, such a nice family. Congratulations to you, Dr. Phil. And while he joined the Walk of Fame family, a TV family is gearing up for their final goodbye.
I'm not crying.
The Modern Family casts emotional milestone today. Plus, Goldie, Bette, Diane.
Here we all are.
What you need to know about the first Wives Club reunion we've been waiting 24 years for.
I'd love to do it again. Yeah. We had a ball.
We had a great time.
And we're putting Abby Lee in the hot seat.
Well, you know, I can't sit on my ass and yell at anybody.
Her prison warning for Lori Loughlin.
The guards were who I had the problem with. Just coming into your room, dumping your locker open.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. It really is the end of an era. Modern Family finished filming their final episode today, and the stars sharing their emotions on social media. Eric Stone Street and Jesse Tyler Ferguson both posting shots of their TV home that they shared for so many years. Listen, I know a lot of tears were shed, but for every sad ending, there's a happy new beginning, right?
Yes, Jesse will become a dad in July, and he's already hosting the return of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, my favorite show.
It is going to be fabulous. It's back after 7 years, and only E.T. was there as Jesse made an American dream come true.
I mean, I knew that this was going to be a very emotional day. The moment I met this family, I was just so happy to be having a front row seat to this expression of joy.
The Barobi family truly brought us to tears. After escaping a war by hiking 200 miles out of the Congo, they've been given a new life in Utah, thanks to Jesse and HGTV's Extreme Makeover team.
We built this house in 96 hours, which is insane. They work 24/7. They have electricians who come in at 3:30 in the morning to approve the electricity plot. I don't even know the terminology. This is apparently my number one fan.
I watched him on TV, and when I knew he was coming, I just cried because I love you so much.
Jesse admits he's not much of a carpenter, but he's ready to step into the work boots of former host Ty Pennington.
Ty, I think he approves. I hope to be a fraction of as good of a host as he was.
And while the lights are about to go out on Jesse's other TV home, he told us he's game for a spinoff, but it'll have to wait.
I mean, I'm gonna be busy building houses for a little while, so we'll see.
Building houses and making folks cry. And by the way, Modern Family's final episode airs April 8th on ABC.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Yeah.
But I'm happy about this. The First Wives Club is back.
Thank you.
What has this hilarious trio reuniting on screen 24 years later?
Our work habits are completely different. Mm-hmm. Mine are perfect.
Oh my God!
Then, secrets from the set of MacGyver.
These are real holes. All of this cereal has been here for 4 years.
And Abby Lee's telling all about her recent plastic surgery, wide awake.
I can't believe I did that.
After years of waiting, there's going to be a reunion of the First Wives Club stars.
You don't own me.
Goldie Hawn, Diane Keaton, and Bette Midler are getting back together for a new movie nearly 24 years after they first teamed up.
Psst. Hey.
E.T. was on the film's New York set, and this threesome couldn't stop cracking each other up.
I can't stand you.
All the ladies were 50 and fabulous when they made the movie.
They're 74 years young today.
Morning, Muhammad.
And how's this for a Friday flashback? Goldie brought her three kids to the premiere. That's a 17-year-old Kate Hudson.
This is Katie.
The new film will not be a sequel. It's an entirely new story called Family Jewels. They play three women who were all married to the same man who meet up after he dies. Shooting starts later this year.
Cannot wait to see those three back together again. And by the way, I am back together with Abby Lee Miller. It's not normally that I ask ladies about their work that they get done, but you recently had some work done, correct?
I did.
All right, hold on. Before you answer, take a look at this.
Your face looks much thinner here. So basically, we took all the heaviness and kind of like pulled it up. The stitches in the hair, okay, here, and back of here. So everything is well, well hidden.
Wow, I wish you could start at my ankles.
You were wide awake for that surgery?
I know. I can't believe I did that. I don't even give blood anymore.
Well, this is called the Simone facelift.
Yes.
Give me the details. How long does it take?
Maybe 2 hours.
Really?
Yes.
In 2 hours?
From beginning to end. It's very invasive, but you don't have to go under anesthesia.
It's scary, and you've had a pretty tough last few years. Right after getting out of jail, of course, they found the tumor on your back. But then after that, you had 10 chemo treatments.
10. Very invasive. 10 spinal taps.
You announced that you're cancer-free. You've been going through physical therapy,
yes,
and you're in the wheelchair. Tell us about how that's going.
Well, it's tough. I really can't tell you why I can't walk. It was the damage that was done to my spinal cord when the infection from the Burkitt lymphoma was choking my spinal cord.
We do have video of you attempting to walk for the first time. You shared,
yes,
that with us.
It's not easy, and it's every muscle in your back is contracting so hard to just take those steps. I look better standing up.
By the way, you went back to Dance Moms in the wheelchair.
I did.
And you were still Abby Lee, though.
Well, you know, I can sit on my ass and yell at anybody. No! Loser! I felt good. I forgot about the chair.
Can we talk for a second? Because you spent time in prison, and Lori Loughlin could be on her way to prison because of this college admissions scandal.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for her?
I think she's going to be fine in prison because she was on a television show. People are going to want to ask her questions about the show, about John Stamos. With me, it was a little different story. The guards were who I had the problem with. Where's the Dance Mom lady?
But did you give them just as much as you got?
The first 2 months, I was so sweet and kind and nice. By the last 2 months, yes, I was, you know, correcting grammar and saying, pick up your feet. I was screaming at everybody. I was the real Abby Lee.
You just stay you. You're an American original, just like MacGyver, and they have a brand new episode tonight. Lost alum Henry Ian Cusick joined the cast this season, and he helped Lucas Till show us exclusively around the set. Hello.
Oh, hello. We have guests.
Let's see what's underneath it.
I have no idea what any of that does, but it looks really cool. Here's a rocket I had from the first episode, and I think it was a callback to the original MacGyver.
Yeah, it takes more than just bubble gum and paper clips to make up the world of MacGyver. We're talking 48,000 square feet over two Atlanta sound stages. Together, they house 8 different locations for the show that's actually set in LA.
Behind you. Be quiet because they're shooting in the other room.
All of this cereal has been here for 4 years. Another little secret is these don't ever work. Like, see, that's painted to look like it's actually on. You can smell the mountain air from here. I'm looking at this. We have a backdrop that makes it look like it's LA. We have a night backdrop and a day backdrop.
Yeah, when's the last time you shot in here?
I think it was with Desi. This is where we first meet Desi's character in season 3.
Henry may be the new guy this season, but he's feeling right at home and teasing a Lost reunion for an upcoming episode. In the meantime, he's totally enjoying having his own pretend jet.
This is mine. Come on into my jet. These walls all come out so you can shoot along the sides.
The cockpit I don't think leads anywhere.
No, it doesn't.
And I can't open it anyways. That's pretty much it. I guess we'll leave you guys to it. Thanks for visiting.
So much fun on that set down in Atlanta with the folks from MacGyver. Thank you, Lucas, for the tour. All right, let's get to tonight's ET birthdays.
All right, which Game of Thrones star has an Instagram account dedicated to reviewing sausage?
What?
Yeah. Is it Amelia Clark, Sophie Turner, or Kit Harington? The answer when we come back.
Can't wait.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Monday on ET, Kobe Bryant's celebration of life.
The important thing is always trying to inspire.
ET's inside his star-studded memorial. Plus,
he was a hero, man.
Personal stories from those who knew him best and our favorite moments with Kobe, the family man.
Is she really daddy's girl?
Oh, 100%.
Monday.
In our ET birthdays, which Game of Thrones star has an Instagram account dedicated to reviewing sausage?
That is Sophie Turner, who turns 24 today.
And by the way, Sophie's husband, Joe Jonas, posted this photo with the message, "Happy birthday to the love of my life. Life is better with you." So sweet. And by the way, thank you so much for being here today. You are awesome.
I'm available, hey?
Well, you can come on back anytime you want. And here's something for you guys to binge this weekend. Hunter started streaming today on Amazon Prime Video, and we joined Al Pacino at the premiere. See you later.
Pacino plays a Holocaust survivor who convinces Logan Lerman to join his band of Nazi hunters.
I want in.
What would you say is the secret to your Hollywood success?
Luck. That's what I can say, and that's no secret.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.